Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com. Now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joined now by writer. Well, he's a writer at a website, this biggest website of its type on the planet. And he's the biggest writer at that website, which makes him the most read writer in the gun culture on the planet. That's pretty impressive. I don't even know if he has a business card that says that. From beautiful downtown.
I hope it's true.
Huh?
I hope it's true.
Well, Freddie Real says it is. I'm just echoing what he says. Joining me again is writer Dean Weingarten. I think if Freddie. I mean, if what he did with his rankings is right up there with Miraculous. And when you're, I mean, let's face it, you are the most prolific writer they got. I mean, I'm looking right now at the last four articles you had, and these were all published between the 17th and 18th. I don't know when you wrote them. They've probably been in the logjam or the bottleneck or whatever.
They've been in the works, but I have been fairly busy lately. We've had a lot to write about.
Well, let's kick off with something then, shall we? Let's start off with this hybrid 9mm pistol. In Australia, can't stop the signal. Did you get that from me? Did I say that and you used it? I hope you did.
I might have. I just don't remember exactly because I remember that phrase being around, you know. So
this
is particularly interesting to me because I have traveled extensively through Australia over about a 9-month period, and it was disheartening to see how readily the people took to having their ability to have guns severely restricted. And they went from what I would call a moderate gun control scheme to one of the most restrictive gun control schemes on the planet. It's very, it's a time-consuming and moderately expensive process to get a gun in Australia. You can generally do it, but you have to prove that you have a need to have a gun, which is what the Supreme Court just ruled that New York was not allowed to do, at least in terms of carrying guns. Because we have the Second Amendment, you don't have to prove that you need it, you just have to want it. And then you're allowed, not allowed, the Second Amendment says that you have the right to have it, and the government can't stop you. Now, in Australia, it's exactly the opposite. They went to this, no, you have to show us that you have a need that we approve of in order to have a gun, and then we'll decide whether you really have enough need or not. And I have been writing about 3D printed guns, homemade guns, guns that you make out of easily available materials for a long time. And so I've been interested in this, and this came up in Australia, and it involves a type of semi-automatic firearm which has the nomenclature of FGC-9. You know, it's a four-letter word, F, and then gun control, 9. And it was developed by a fellow over in Europe who loved guns and loved the ability to have guns, but couldn't go through the legal process of getting guns. It's just so difficult where he lives that he developed a way using modern 3D printer technology and chemical machining, which I didn't know about until I found out through this process, whereby you can machine a chamber and rifling using a fairly simple electrical process and that doesn't require a lot of equipment and not much expertise. And he made this firearm called the FGC-9, and those plans have become available on the internet. And now FGC-9s, if the 9 is for 9mm, are showing up all around the world, wherever guns are difficult to obtain because of the government. And you just need access to some relatively simple metallic shapes that are industrial and commonly available, and simple hand tools, and a 3D printer, and you print out the shapes and you put them together, and you use this chemical machining to create rifling and get the chamber dimensions correct. And these items have been tested, and they show, you know, about Glockish type accuracy, 2.5 inches at 25 yards.
Yeah.
That's acceptable pistol accuracy. And one, which was tested in Europe, was described as not particularly well-built. Said to have fired more than 2,000 rounds without a catastrophic failure. I mean, that is in the realm of some of the less expensive commercial firearms we have out there. I would say, in my opinion, using that information, that the FGC-9 is on the neighborhood in performance of about like the old Tech 9 pistol. And it has advantages in that it's easier to put a suppressor on it, and it's also generally made with a stock so that you get what is essentially a short pistol caliber carbine. Now, in Australia, they called it an assault weapon. That seems to be the nasty nomenclature du jour. You know, anything that you don't like, call it an assault weapon. Well, and if you assault somebody with it, I guess it's an assault weapon. But anyway, they found that it worked. I mean, they said that particular design is meant to use Glock compatible magazines. And part of the design process is you can print out the magazine and follower and either make or buy a spring for the magazine. And, you know, if it's a 15-round magazine, then you have a 15-shot semi-automatic carbine. And the press in Australia just was going crazy because they said, well, this, we can't have this. We can't allow this. And in Australia, in at least one of the states of Australia, might be two now, they actually forbid you from having the computer code, the file, to print out a firearm or even a firearm that is just a reproduction that doesn't actually shoot. It just looked like a real thing. Now, we don't allow that here, at least not yet,
right,
in the United States, because we have the First Amendment. And it says you have a right to the press and that you can publish things. And the ability, the knowledge of how to make guns is long-standing. It's been around for hundreds of years. And it's just that we have tools now that make it easier to do some of those things. You know, the electrochemical engineering I learned.
I'll tell you what.
Electrochemical.
Hold it right there. Coming up on the break. Been listening too much. Not paying attention. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to MGS.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. So we're talking with Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about this FGC9. Do you want to move on to the whole EPA thing? Is that a pretty fast thing we could discuss?
We could do that, but let me add a little bit about the FGC9. This is made, it was made by a hobbyist, I think an 18-year-old young man in Australia. They thought the parts cost about $50 there. And this is, it's what I would call a hybrid design. It uses conventional and easily commercially available steel shapes, gives strength.
Right.
And then it uses the 3D printing to create the complex shapes that you need to get reliable function in a semi-automatic. And that's why I call it a hybrid. You put those two things together, and you get reasonably effective modern firearms.
And now this kid is facing how many years in prison?
Well, that's a good question. They're fairly draconian. I mean, the two terms fairly and draconian don't go together that well, but they're pretty steep. He could go to prison for 10 years. But I have to say that with something like this, where he didn't sell it to any criminals, he didn't sell it to anybody else, he just made it himself, you know, he might get probation at 3 years or something like that. I don't know. They will be looking at him with a fine-tooth comb type of look. And so he faces, I believe, up to 10 years or more. But what he'll actually get, we won't know for a while.
So, any Well, I mean, we can. Well, I mean, do you want to? You want to? Is that a pretty quick one? Because we got about we got 5 minutes left
quick,
in this. Okay, let's go to the. Let's go ahead.
The social media. I looked at just one of the multitude of new requirements for getting a carry permit in New York, and this is extraordinary. When you look at how laws are created in the United States, this is just a bizarre example, because Governor Hochul calls this extraordinary session. The legislature is out of session. She calls them back in. The super emergency, the Supreme Court did its job and declared the New York law unconstitutional, which they have known was likely for over a year. And so she says, we got to do this right now, right now. Makes an emergency out of it. People don't even get to read the bill until just minutes before it's brought up before a vote.
Right.
And then the majority Democrats pass it, and that's it. And it has an array of really, I think, silly and unconstitutional provisions. But the one that I focused on is this requirement that you have to provide all your social media accounts for the last 3 years, so that officials who are deciding if you get a permit or not can go over the social media accounts and see if there's anything in there that they don't like. I mean, this is it's just a repeat of the good cause under a different name. And how can they expect an official to approve permits on there? They're going to be having hundreds, if not thousands, of permit applications. So an official has to go through 3 years of media account and find that you didn't make any, what they consider inappropriate or nasty comment in these social media accounts. Now let's assume that the official thinks that you're a good person and you should get a permit anyway.
Right.
How are they going to go through 3 years of an account? And suppose that they don't go through the 3 years with a fine-tooth comb, and in 6 months or a year, one of the hundreds of applicants that they approve of gets into a defensive shooting and shoots somebody of a government-approved minority. They're very likely those 3 years of social media accounts and more will be all gone over by hundreds or thousands of people trying to second-guess that official to see, how did they miss this? Did you see this? He called the, the new admiral a man. The new Biden admiral for, whatever, healthcare, a man. Well, how did they miss that? That clearly showed he shouldn't have a firearm. He didn't have the necessary proper mindset.
Right.
And so these officials who have to approve the accounts are in a real bind. If they approve them without doing the tremendous amount of work that's called for in this new bill, they're potentially liable to have their career destroyed in the future.
Right.
One thing I've
read is that the Sheriff's Association are really pushing back on this because they don't have the manpower to go through all of this stuff.
Exactly correct. I mean, it would take, in my estimation, to do what they call for would take probably hundreds of hours of man hours to go through all this stuff.
Yeah.
And they have to be very careful about it because of what I said. If they miss up just a little bit, their whole career is likely to be down the drain. Who would take that type of a chance? And it makes the requirements for the permit subjective again, not objective. And in the Bruin decision, Clarence Thomas specifically said that the provisions have to be objective and clear. So I think this law is probably going to have, it already has, several lawsuits filed against it. I think the judge is going to say, we're going to grant an injunction that this law will not go into effect until the court case is decided. And that case may go all the way to the Supreme Court, and they may slap them down again. But it may be decided at lower level. Say, no, you guys aren't doing what the Supreme Court said. Go back to the drawing board. And I think that's a very likely possibility.
Right.
And it's, I quote in the article from a particular lawsuit filed by a particular attorney who lives in New York City. And he's a smart guy.
Hang on for me. You can tell me about this on the other side. Be right back. Talking with Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tens of millions of Americans are facing extreme heat today through the rest of the week. The heat expected to stick with folks through the rest of this week with very little relief in sight until next week. Dr. Jeanette Neshwa on ways you can avoid heat exhaustion.
Number one, the most important thing is limit your time outdoors. It only takes a matter of minutes before you can start to experience some of the heat-related symptoms. Also, you want to be careful between the hours of 11 and 3 where there are most UV rays are emitted, and also where it's the hottest. So be careful during 11 and 3 p.m.
The White House says President Biden will sign executive orders on climate change this week. The president attending a climate change event in Massachusetts tomorrow. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 754 points today. This is USA Radio News. The Senate continues negotiations on a slimmed-down version of the CHIPS Act, which aims to increase U.S. production of critical semiconductor chips. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, warns inaction on domestic chip manufacturing could set the country back for many years.
If we allow other nations to lead the way on chips, the days of America leading the world in scientific innovation, the days of America being the leading economic and military power in the world, may actually be over.
Chip manufacturers are supporting the slimmed-down version of the bill. The Manhattan District Attorney is dropping murder charges against a bodega worker. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg dropping the charges against Jose Alba in the fatal stabbing of a man who attacked him inside the bodega on July 1st. The DA's office saying it couldn't prove Alba wasn't justified in his use of deadly physical force. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, we were in the middle of talking about the fun stuff coming out of Kathy Hochul and the mental midgets that comprise the legislature of New York.
Right, and they, I have to say, the legislature just caved, in my opinion, to the governor. It was amazing to me because it was like something out of a tin pot dictator that tries to look sort of like a republic. I mean, right. Call these people back, tell them you have to pass this bill right now for something that's been looming over you for over a year, that nobody has, very few people have actually read the legislation, and then pass it and say, done. And then, of course, all the court cases start lining up. And the lawyer who filed the case that I was using, basing this article on, actually had two other points that he also claimed violated the Bruin decision. One being that you had to get 4 character references. And he said, how can a constitutional right, to exercise a constitutional right, require that you get 4 friends that will vouch for you on something like this? We don't have any other right that requires this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the other provisions. And then the other provision, the third one that he was challenging in this case, was the requirement for 16 hours of training, of which, and 2 hours of range time. And he said because of the expense and the time required to do this, it's an extreme case. he added up all the fees and what you'd have to pay for a class and everything, and he argued that it would cost about $1,100 to meet these requirements. And he said somebody is, even if they're making the minimum wage of $15 an hour, that's just way too much time. It's not reasonable. I think he makes excellent points, and I think these same and other points will be brought up in other cases, and we're going to see what happens in the courts in New York in probably the next 2 months. I mean, the judges have to read the briefs that are sent to them. They have to give the other side a time to counter the arguments, and then they have to decide what is correct under the law. But I think 2 months, when we've been waiting 10 years and more, I would say 100 years since the case, or since the law was passed in New York, 2 months is, you know, I'd like it to be faster, but we should find out what sort of action the New York courts are taking in 2 months.
Well, you know, Hochul, they just got slapped down with something regarding COVID detention.
Yeah.
And their COVID detention law is such, I mean, this is really, this makes what they were doing in Australia sort of pale in comparison. Because in New York, if you live in New York, you can get caught up by their Department of Health. They can decide that you need to be detained and segregated for the good, for the common good. And they can go as far as deciding whether you should have a phone, whether you should have access to a computer. This might happen in your home, or they might take you out of there and put you in a facility. I mean, it's straight out of, I mean, it's East
limit?
German. I mean,
oh yeah, this is tyranny right out of the old Soviet Union or current China or Cuba. It is amazing that they believe they can get away with it. Thank goodness that
they're appealing the decision.
Yes, of course they would.
Sure.
And there's a bill in Congress to try to pack the Supreme Court with four more justices so they can get their way.
Yeah, well, I don't know where that's going to go. Talking about them,
I don't think it's going to go, but that's what they are willing to do.
That's what they're willing to try. That's what they're willing to try. Their biggest problem is going to be that all of this is all these things are doing, Hochul and her AG, they're all doing this all at the same time. They're all doing this right before an election.
Yeah. Do they really think these are popular moves, or do they just think they can cheat? I don't know.
Well, it's we're going to see. I mean, some of their two Republican cohorts in the House, they're going away. Liz Cheney is polling 28 points behind her person in her primary. She is trying to get the Democrats to work on her campaign for her and to vote for her. But I don't know how that's going to go, because I don't think most of them are going to. Yeah, I don't think they're going to show up.
I don't think there's enough Democrats in Wyoming to elect her.
Yeah, so
it's just hard. It is amazing, though, that she's playing, I think, to the media, which, of course, has become synonymous now with the far
Democrats.
Left.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not just any Democrats, but far left Democrats. And is there something she knows that we don't know? I mean,
no.
It's hard to believe it. Or
no.
Is she just naive and kind of silly?
She's Dick Cheney's carpet-bagging daughter. That's what she is. That's all she is.
Yeah, that's a good description, I think.
Yeah, that's all she is. But, I mean, you know, I look at this stuff and I just wonder where, you know, the end game is interesting, because it's so stupid that you do want to ask, do they know something I don't know?
Right.
But all
but
of...
I think that they assume things about reality that aren't true. And that's why they're doing all the stupid stuff.
Yeah, well, they assume that. Did you see Kathy Turr of, I think it's MSNBC? She did an interview where she said, you know, we're not trusted. I don't know if I'm doing more harm than good. Why don't they trust us? I mean.
Yeah. I think I read about it. And, you know, it, it's a clueless reaction, and it shows how much in a bubble that's not well connected to reality she is in. You know, all the people around her, if I say, oh, yeah, you're wonderful, that's great. You know, this is the right thing to do. But probably somewhere around 75-80% of the country doesn't agree with her.
Yeah. The other thing, I've been looking at this term, and I think about this more and more. The Democrats like to refer to themselves as liberal Democrats. But a liberal is someone who's for liberty. So when they're using the term liberal Democrat, what are they saying about the Democratic Party if they have to append the word liberal to it? What are they for without the word liberal?
Yeah, well, when you start looking at their actual words, it doesn't make sense. I mean, their propositions don't make sense. And that's the problem. I mean, a lot of the people on the far left are very bright. By that, I mean they can create arguments that make sense if you accept their premises. It's just their premises are absurd. And so, you know, if you say 2 + 2 = 5 in order to stop racism, if you don't buy into this idea that reality is racist in the United States and has been for several hundred years, and the only way to get rid of it is to radically change the country, if you don't accept that as a premise, that doesn't make any sense.
Hang on right there, if you will. We're going into the last break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Last time on The Firing Line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And I really haven't got a chance to tell you where to go. So these articles that we're talking about, these are the latest ones that Dean has published. I think two or three of them are actually on the front page. He has well over 2,000 others just like these available to you, in addition to everything else they bring to the table. And back to Mr. Weingarten. So, shall we talk about the Indiana Mall? You know, I think I actually went there in 2019 because I needed a cable to dump a bunch of video footage onto a computer.
Sure. Yeah, I'd like to talk about it. It's a really excellent example of how a prepared citizen who hasn't been trained by the police or by the military can react quickly and well and stop a mass murder from having huge numbers of victims. In this case, three people other than the mass murderer were killed, and I think two more were wounded. The actions of this young man, I have his name. I'm going to say Eli Decker. Do you know if that's correct? I'm going from
Dinkin?
Memory.
Dinkin. Eli Dinkin.
Okay. Well, I'll just assume that that's right. And he's 22 years old. Now, he engaged the shooter, it appears, from a fairly reasonable distance. Well, within what I would say is pistol range, but it was 40 yards. Now, that's not in the article we're mentioning. I just got the details on that. And 40 yards is what a lot of pistol shooters consider to be long range. And he engaged the shooter within 15 seconds of the shooter opening fire. Now, that is a fast response.
Yeah.
The police, I believe, from what I looked at a timeline, did not enter the mall until 9 minutes after the time that the murderer was taken down. 9 minutes. A lot can go down in 9 minutes. What we know about these cases is that most of the casualties are loaded toward the front because that's when they have lots of targets. And so you get a loading, and the average comes out to be about a shot every 10 seconds over a longer time period, with most of them loaded toward the front. So he stopped this mass murder in 15 seconds. And he did it because he was there on the scene and
yep.
saw and heard the first shot. Not only that, but he had his girlfriend with him, who I believe she's 19, but I'm not 100% sure on that. And he shoved her to the side and you know, told her to get down, and there was apparently a pillar there. And he used a supported hold on a pillar, which is exactly the right thing you would do. It gives you both cover and it gives you a steadier position. And now this, I am not sure of. I've heard various reports, but it appears that he fired 10 shots and appears he hit with 7 of those shots. And he's 22. Now, I've seen some quips on the internet, memes, as it were. One was, Governor Abbott invites the mall shooter, the Greenwood Mall shooter to come to Texas and replace the Uvalde Police Department. And, you know, when you have 347 police that mill around for an hour doing nothing while 19 or more people are killed, you know, that's not such a funny thing. It almost sounds rational.
Right.
The Greenwood Park Mall, I had written in this, the article that's published, I've got another one coming up, that I couldn't find anything saying that they banned firearms. But it turns out that in the management company that runs the Greenwood Park Mall has a management policy of no weapons in the mall. So technically it is a gun-free zone, but under Indiana law, all they could do is ask you to leave. And if you don't leave, then you can be charged with trespass.
Right.
So it's more of a request. It's kind of like a request to wear a mask, you know, under the COVID rule. It's a request, but it doesn't really in Indiana have the force of law. So while this young man may have violated this technical rule, I think about 99.8% of the American people are glad that he did violate the rule. And the other thing that is somewhat uncertain, I've heard two different versions of this, is was he carrying the firearm under the constitutional carry bill that went into effect on July 1st of this year? That was only, 2 weeks? A little more than 2 weeks before the mass murder attempted, you know, successfully killed 3 people and trying to kill many more. They predicted blood in the street if constitutional carry was passed. And the police chief, Police Eisen, I believe is Police Chief Eisen of the Greenwood Police, said on one press conference that the young hero was carrying under the constitutional carry rule. But I have heard other places saying that he had a valid carry permit from Bartholomew County, which is just south of the mall, a few miles. So that will sort itself out shortly, but at least one official is saying that it was the constitutional carry bill that allowed him to carry legally in the mall and save what was almost certainly numerous lives.
Right.
I mean, if he had been able to roam the food court and the mall unopposed, shooting people at will, I think he very likely would have killed many more people. But 15 seconds after he opens up, this, I like to call him the armed Samaritan, engages him from 40 yards with a 9mm pistol and takes him down with a very precise aimed pistol fire. Now, people who are enthusiasts about pistol shooting can make those shots without too much difficulty. When I was his age, I had the advantage of being in the university pistol team for 4 years already. You know, and hitting a 16-inch wide target, a man-sized silhouette at 40 yards, is not hard if you're used to competing on the national match course, especially from a supported position. So, but most people don't have the advantage of unlimited range time and unlimited ammunition supply that I had for 4 years, you know?
Yeah.
They just can't do that. This person is obviously talented, was cool under fire, had the proper training, and I think had probably at least a mentor teaching him proper tactics and how to conduct himself in a deadly force situation. And he appears to have done everything just exactly right. I don't think you could ask for a better response. I mean, it's a very fast response, and I don't think there's any doubt that he saved lives. And we have had people, Shannon Watts, complaining about it.
Yeah.
Saying, what kind of country are we?
Yeah. We've run out of time. We'll pick this up on Friday, though. I'm sure we'll get some new stuff. Thank you for joining me today. Sorry that I've been listening too much. Dean Weingarten, check him out at amaland.com. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.